With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Compassion Begets Compassion via video conference with our association members from Sydney Centre, Australia on August 17, 2008.
Hello, Master. Is there any other process of universal change and transformation that goes on independent of human activity? For example, things like the changeover from the Pisces age to Aquarius age, is this also having an impact on our environment?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have impact on our environment. The environment is affected by our own activities, by the activities of the inhabitants, be it human or animals, yeah? Suppose humans are not living on this planet right now, and only the animals are living here, full of animals all over. And if they are not mindful of their environment, and if they are like killing each other, then the bad karma will also build up, and the planet will also be destroyed. So the changing from the planetary attitude or mood has nothing to do with the disaster that we're facing.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
From the recent video conferences, I heard we had more years to convert people to the vegetarian diet. Does that mean there will not be any major catastrophes happening in Australia within this period?
Why you worry about Australia alone?
I worry about the entire planet myself, like all of us here do, but because we're in Australia here, I thought I'd ask a question in regards to Australia.
Okay, I got it. You are Australian and you worry about your country and your people, and that's natural. Okay, but what affects the whole world will affect also Australia, you know, more or less. The thing is, we have more time now. We have more time as more vegetarian people join in, and a little bit of saving from the planetary environmental protection. We earn more than that now already. But we cannot keep extending forever, okay? Yes. Because even as we are extending our deadline to change the problem of the planet will also continue to take its course with the disaster that is coming, even to the lesser degree than it would have been, but it's still rolling, the disastrous course. So now, if the people do not change their way of life to a nobler and more compassionate style, then the disaster will take its course. Maybe slower, maybe to the little lesser degree, but it will take place. Now, I understand because Australia is surrounded by water, and of course, if the ice melts, the coastal area at least will have the most impact of it, yes. But it's not only the water rising that we worry about, it's the gas, the hydrogen sulfide, and the methane, and all kind of gas in the ocean. And also, it will melt more ice if the methane coming out from the permafrost, etc., etc., and from the ocean as well, and from all the livestock, animals, raising, and they keep adding together, and it would stay in the atmosphere for a long time. And once the planet is destroyed, it will look like Mars. It will be like Mars. It's uninhabitable, and it takes millions of years, sometimes hundreds of millions of years, until any planet recover, if it recover at all. Yes, if there is a purpose to recover at all. Even if there are inhabitants, it would be very difficult to live on such a planet or to wait for it to recover. Now, according to your question, you think that we have more time, then there will be lesser disaster. There will be maybe less, yes, or the less intense, but that will still be because the bad karma, the bad retribution, has not completely erased yet, and people continue to make more. So we have to change it. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change, and we can restore the planet very quickly, in no time. But if we don't, then the planet will also be destroyed quickly and in no time. And we don't even have that much time to allow to continue to change. We have to change fast. We cannot just say, okay, today I get another month, and next year I have another month, and next year I have another month, and it will continue forever. It is not like that. Maybe the world is not completely destroyed yet quickly, but the disasters still continue. It's just not the end of the world. It's just that it's not the point of no return yet. That's all there is. At the point of no return, that will be rolling downhill then. Yeah, no change can be taking place anymore, nothing can help anymore at that time. And there may be nobody survive, or maybe very little, a handful of people survive because of their spiritual merit. But then it will be also difficult for them to continue in this kind of condition. And there have to be a different kind of lifestyle. I don't wish to have to teach you this. There is no need to talk about this right now because we still have time. Okay, let's hope we will change the course of the disaster. I really am hopeful. I feel positive about it. I feel positive that people will change. Not only in Australia that we will avoid disaster, but everywhere in the world. That's what I am positive about. I feel people will change. I feel people will change. The majority of people will change. And I only need 2/3 of the population of the planet that change. Then we can save the world and repair the planet. And the vegetarian people will live happily on the world full of abundance, loving and kind.
Thank you so much, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. We serve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
Consume 2/3 less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Dear Master, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Yes, good. I'm good. Thank you. I have two questions. The first one is, as we have more and more time to save our planet, and we continue to do our job, does that mean the final disasters will not happen? If the final disasters do happen, is the deadline still 2012?
Well, it depends on humans' behavior, okay? If the majority of the population do not change their way of life and do not change the bad karma of the planet, I mean the retribution have to take place then. But if they do become vegetarian and stop warring with each other and be compassionate and kind, then of course we will stop where it is and the final disaster will not occur. And the final disaster deadline will not be 2012. It will not be at all. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. In 2012, will our Earth and the solar system enter the photon band? What will happen to us when we are in the photon band in 2012?
The photon band is a spiritual energy. And the only way we enter it is when we are dead. It's too far away from here for the earth just to enter in like that. The thing is, if the planet be destroyed in 2012, as the way is predicted, then of course, you know, the people, the planet, will be only in the spirit. Then you enter anywhere, it depends on the merit and the karma.
Hi, Master. My question is, how long before enlightened people run the governments of the world?
You tell me. You tell me.
I really don't know.
I don't know myself. It depends on the whole planetary karma. Yeah? Depends on the population of the planet's energy. If all people are good, yeah, then the government will be good. Like attract like. It is our karma, our energies, you know, spiritual standard that allows such and such government to rule our countries. If people are enlightened, then the government will have to be enlightened. There is no way to escape. All right. Let's be happy now that at least, you know, the government of the world mostly are not so bad that we still can be alive and we can practice spiritually, yes, and we can move freely without having to encounter checkpoints every 2-3 steps. And that you can travel from one country to the next as an ordinary citizen, you know, it is already a very good thing for many countries, yes. So as soon as the people are all enlightened and compassionate and kind, the government will also change, okay? All right, Lev.
My other question is, Master, when will humans realize that love is the answer to all our problems and not weapons or war?
Just like I said before, when people are enlightened, they will not do that too much anymore. Yeah? Some countries already ban completely weapons. Some country already completely destroy our nuclear weapons. Some country ban weapons altogether. Some country don't even have armies anymore. It getting more and more like that. But just not as many as we like. But it might come the day that all the world will live in peace.
Let's hope that we soon.
Let's hope so. Maybe it will come.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Many people are concerned that if animal farming is banned, farmers will lose their jobs and government will lose income. Some people argue this will greatly hamper the economy. What shall we suggest to the government to peacefully transit from animal farming to vegetable farming?
They will have income. They will do all the jobs, yeah? They will even have to work less, but they will harvest more. There are organic farming to do. Right now we are short of food, so I don't understand why people should not grow food to give it to the world, even to the civilized world. We need food right now. Many countries cannot export more rice to a rich country even. That's because there's a shortage of food. So every government should concentrate on giving the farmers encouragement, subsidize, so that they grow organic farming. And the government will also have income after that. There are many more things to do, not just farming. There are green technology to be working on. There are organic farming to concentrate on. And if we are vegetarian, then there will be very less expense. Yeah? There's no need to have so much tax even. Because people will not be sick anymore. There's no more tax to build more hospital. No more tax to build more equipment. And everybody will live in peace. And the governments of all the countries will share all the wealth to all the people, and everyone will have enough. So the government don't even need that much money. But they will have money from green technology. Right now is billions dollars a business for every entrepreneur to go into green technology or organic farming.
Yes, thank you, Master.
You're welcome. They worry too much. Once we have the good merit, everything else will come to us. If people only remember God and try to seek God, then everything else will come into their life. All the Christians should remember that, seek you first the kingdom of God, and all the things shall be added unto you. All the Buddhists should remember that the Buddha say that, when you practice spiritually, you will be also comfortable in the physical life as well. Same with every other religion.
Yes, thank you, Master.
I'm talking from my own experience also.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Compassion Begets Compassion. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.